Honduran alien indicted on theft of 40 firearms in Tennessee. By Bob Price on April 6, 2025. The White House announced the indictment of a Honduran national illegally present in the United States for allegations that he stole more than 40 firearms from a Tennessee gun store. Police found the guns in the man's car, with price tags still attached, the White House said. Under President Trump, criminals like this are being hunted down and taken off our streets, the White House post on X states. Make America safe again, an illegal alien has been indicted after stealing over 40 guns from a Tennessee gun store. Several were still in his car with price tags attached. Under President Trump, criminals like this are being hunted down and taken off our streets. pic.twitter.com/d5snes7. The White House, at White House, April 6, 2025. Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Tennessee stated that a police officer in Laverne, Tennessee, stopped a vehicle on a routine traffic stop for an expired registration. The officers found a backpack containing 5 handguns allegedly stolen from the Golden Eagle Paw during a burglary. Prosecutors stated that officers identified the driver as 20-year-old Manuel de Jesus Garolama. An investigation revealed that the man was a Honduran national without legal status in the United States. On December 5, 2024, a gang of 4 people crashed a vehicle into the pawn shop and entered the building. They allegedly targeted 4 firearms displayed and stole more than 40 guns before driving off in one of the vehicles. In addition to the backpack, the officer found 2 additional pistols that were allegedly stolen from the store. Price tags were reportedly still attached to the pistols. USATF agents later executed a search warrant at a home tied to the suspected gun thief. Investigators used information from the man's cell phone, including photos of additional stolen weapons, to obtain the location of the home. During the search, agents found more firearms, high-capacity magazines, and ammunition, all bearing price tags from the store. This case is part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime, Acting U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee Mark McGuire's office wrote. Prosecutors stated that Garolamaya entered the U.S. illegally in March 2022. In one count of the indictment, the Honduran illegal alien is charged with illegal possession of a firearm by an illegal alien. If convicted, he could face up to 15 years in federal prison. He also faces 2 additional counts with penalties of up to 10 years each. He could also be hit with a fine of up to $250,000 and removal from the United States. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.